ATV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina is known for many facets of its culture, its great food, golf, and beaches, to name a few. In addition, its climate and the diversity between the upstate, low country, and the Aiken and Camden areas make it one of the best states for raising championship horses, according to Bob and Kelly Bennett. The Bennetts run a successful horse farm in Swansea in Lexington County, raising and training Arabian show horses. To have success, Kelly says, one of the most critical factors is conformation, the horse's ideal physical assets.
Conformation, like dog showing, is, are all their legs straight? Are they correct? You wouldn't want one going to the left or to the right. Is their neck set correctly on their body? Is it too high, too low? Does it come just right out of the shoulder appropriately? Stuff like that does come into play when you are creating your perfect show horse.
Conformation is just one element, however, in determining what makes a good show horse. Dressage, guiding the horse through various maneuvers, is another of several factors.
What makes a great horse or a great show horse is just that combination. What are you looking for? You have to go in when you're looking to buy a horse with goals in mind. What do I want to do? Where do I see myself in 5 years, 10 years? Because when you buy a horse, it's a lifetime commitment until you choose to sell it. You make sure your horse is built structurally sound for what you want it to do. If you want a horse to jump, it needs to have a great conformation for over fences. If you want a horse to do dressage, the same thing. It needs to be built very great. Working Western, reining, maybe have those bloodlines to do that. So you have to do your research ahead of time.
The Bennetts know what makes a championship horse. Their personal horses have won more than 10 national championships in various categories, and Bob has trained dozens more champions and top 10 finishers. This is because he's very selective in accepting clients' horses for training.
I want to make sure that every horse gets the attention that it needs, it gets the training that it needs, and that the owner is getting what they're paying for. I'm not just going to take any horse because you want to do something with it. And when I get a phone call to do an evaluation on a horse, the first thing we try to figure out, okay, what goals do we have with this horse? And depending on how that evaluation goes, I will say, yes, this is something I think that we can get done, or no, I wouldn't waste your money. And a lot of people don't want to hear the truth, but at the same time, I'm not going to just take your money to take your money.
The Bennetts have worked with so many champions, it's natural to think they could identify a potential champion. But Bob says Kelly is the real champion spotter.
I would have to say if anybody is looking to buy a horse that might be a national champion, they would have to ask my wife to help them out. Every horse that she has bought that's been Arabian or half Arabian has been a national or reserve national champion.
Despite their success, Kelly says winning championships is not what motivates her.
Everybody wins at what they do. You can win just by going out and brushing your horse and taking care of it. It's a passion for me. I enjoy the competition, but I win every day because I go out there and they do what I ask them to. I love them. I take care of them. It really isn't about the national championships. I did it so long without one that it's just an extra bonus that I have that.
At the end of the day, people such as the Bennetts prove that it's not South Carolina's resources or geography that are the most vital, but hard work, dedication, and the simple love of horses that will make any farm a true success. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.